The data hasn't changed. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. That's what federal health officials are saying as a number of states are quickly changing masking guidance.
CDC Director Rochelle Walensky said they're preparing guidance, but
our hospitalizations are still high. Our death rates are still high. So as we work towards that and as we are encouraged by the current trends, we are not there yet.
New Jersey, Delaware, Connecticut, and Oregon are lifting mask mandates in coming weeks, including in schools. California is lifting an indoor mask mandate next week for those who are vaccinated, and New York's governor has lifted an indoor mask mandate as well, though California and New York's shift does not apply to schools. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The House committee investigating the January 6th Capitol riot has subpoenaed former White House trade advisor Peter Navarro. The committee is requesting information and testimony from Navarro, who they say was involved in efforts to delay certification of the 2020 election results. President Biden continuing to push for green energy, meeting today with CEOs of several utility companies to talk about energy alternatives like solar and wind power.
I think this is the beginning of a, God willing, a new era in the generation of electricity and fundamentally clean up the environment.
Green energy is part of the president's Build Back Better program, though the legislation has stalled in the Senate. Yesterday, the president was in Tennessee promoting an Australian company that's building an electric car charging factory. 16 years in prison for a Colorado mother who prosecutors say fatally abused her 7-year-old daughter and lied about her health to get money from charities. Kelly Turner had pled guilty last month to child abuse, charitable fraud, and theft. Authorities say Turner lied to doctors about her daughter's medical history while broadcasting her struggles to get money and other favors from charities. Wall Street, the Dow added 305, the Nasdaq plus 295, the S&P gained 65. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The man convicted in the D.C. sniper case when he was a teenager is hoping for parole in one of the two states where he was sentenced to life in
prison. Lee Boyd Malvo was just 17 when he, along with the much older John Allen Muhammad, terrorized Washington, D.C.'s suburbs 20 years ago by shooting at random people while concealed in the trunk of a car. He was sentenced to life in prison by both Virginia and Maryland, but since then, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled sentencing juveniles to life with no parole is unconstitutional. And while Virginia has since lessened its sentence for Malvo, Maryland hasn't. Malvo is now 37 years old, and his lawyer says he's a changed person and deserves the chance to one day be set free. Eben Brown, Fox News.
John Allen Muhammad was executed in 2009. McDonald's is bringing back a holiday favorite later this month.
The Shamrock Shake is returning to the fast food giant at participating restaurants nationwide for a limited time starting on February the 21st. It'll be joined by the Oreo Shamrock McFlurry, which first debuted in February of 2020 in honor of the shake's 50th anniversary. The Shamrock Shake was created in 1967 by Hal Rosen, a Connecticut McDonald's owner and operator who made the seasonal dessert for St. Patrick's Day. It made its debut in select locations across the country in 1970.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. Punk rock pioneer Iggy Pop is set to be honored in Sweden with the Polar Music Prize for what the award panel says is creating furious rock music by blending together blues and free jazz influences with the roar of the Michigan automotive industry. Iggy Pop, real name James Osterberg, hails from Detroit, where he began fronting the band The Stooges, which is considered an influence on groups like the Ramones and Sex Pistols. The 74-year-old said winning the prize, which includes a cash prize, the equivalent of about $110,000, a nice step. He'll be honored in Stockholm in May. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.